Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
Today, let's open our Bibles again to the book of Romans chapter 12, beginning from verse 1. It said, "Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship." He said, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." The last few episodes, we've been talking about this matter of the will of God for our lives, how to walk in it. Something that has been the basis of our discussion in the previous episodes is to get the correct concept or definition of what that will of God is. We have established that, especially in the last episode, that the will of God is not that which is popular with men. The will of God does not mean that which I think will bring me good. The will of God does not mean that which is acceptable in the sight of men or what I believe that will make me rich. No, the will of God is that, in summary, which is pleasing in the sight of God. That is, God has a will, and we said that will was written before I was born. The will of God for your life was written before you were born, and that which was written according to God's pleasure, according to God's divine plan, according to God's will for the whole of humanity, according to God's will, God's plan, God's purpose, God's pleasure for the whole of this creation. And that was written first. And God formed you, formed your inward parts to conform with that which was written before you were born. That means that the will of God predates you. The will of God is more important than you as a person. If we look at this creation, we are saying, therefore, what you are supposed to do is do that which is pleasing in God's sight. And anything that is pleasing in God's sight is called the will of God. We have explained that the will of God is one thing. It is good. It is perfect. It is acceptable in the sight of God. And you will find it acceptable eventually in your life. You will discover that it is a source of satisfaction. It is a perfect thing that you can do for your life. Your life was created to work perfectly in God's will. And if I may just add this at this point, if you decide you are going to be walking out of the will of God, you will discover that you will not live long. It is not possible to live a long life if you are outside God's will. And if you're outside God's will and your life appears to be prolonged, it will be filled only with sorrow. Are you getting my point? That is, to have a long life in which there is satisfaction, it is only found walking in the will of God. Do you understand that point? Now, we have established all these points. Now, in continuing what we have been saying, today I want to go on into what has been the quest of most people's minds. But like I said, before we can answer that question, that is, how do I know God's will? How do I walk in God's will? I said, before we can answer that question, that's what we're going to go into today, we have to first get the concept correctly of what the will of God is. And that's what we have done. If we now understand what God's will is, I said last time, it becomes much easier to walk in the will of God. Because one thing you have to understand in life is this, that the one thing you should understand is that if you want to know God's will, it is easy to know. Let me say that again. The mind, the heart that really desires to know the will of God will find it easy. The ones that find it hard are those that really do not want to confront God's will. Are you getting my point? Listen, you probably are listening to me today and you are in one of these, you are amongst those I'm about to describe. There are those that avoid anywhere the word of God is being preached. Because the moment they sit down, God attacks them on one thing. Yeah. Very common with young girls. They know they should be walking righteously. They know how they're supposed to walk, but they have one boyfriend or one big daddy, and they're afraid to leave him. For that reason, they avoid any preaching on the word of God. They want to turn off this radio, but God won't let them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The reason is because there is an affliction that is imparted upon their heart once they sit down in God's presence. What am I saying? The will of God for them is easy to know. It is just that they are afraid to acknowledge it. They are afraid to face it. Therefore, they are running away from it. So they make it appear as if God's will is difficult. In reality, God's will is not difficult if you are really interested in facing it. Are you getting my point? If I may use this illustration, which I have used a number of times, a friend of mine, actually a Briton by birth, You understand my point? He was born there. Now, of Nigerian parents, though, and he had grown up in Nigeria, was in school in Nigeria, and then one day, he said his elder siblings, the senior siblings, were arranging to get him his British passport so he could now move from Nigeria to the UK. And he thought it was a nice idea. And he said that he now shared it with a friend of his, a brother. And then he said, the guy said, oh, that is very good. That just be sure it is the will of God. He said, as soon as that word dropped out from that guy's mouth, he just knew it was not. He never had to pray about it. He never fasted about it. He just forgot the idea. He said, you know, the issue with him was that he never considered it in the light of God's purpose. He never considered it in the light of God's pleasure. So he just saw it as a good idea, as most people would. He said, but the moment the issue of the will of God was thrown into it, instantly his spirit reacted and knew he was about to step out of God's will. Are you getting my point? For him, it was easy to know God's will because he was willing to do the will of God. A lot of the times we struggle in life with God's will. The reality is that we are not willing to do it. Don't forget, we said at the beginning, the will of God is possible to know. It is possible to walk in the will of God at all times, and it is not a difficult thing. What is difficult is to bring your heart to the place where you want to accept God's will. Not only young girls, men, there are those who they avoid the presence of God because once they step in, the demand God makes upon them is for something that's giving them money and they're afraid to lose it. So they love darkness because in darkness, their deeds are not exposed. They are deeds of darkness. It just merges with the darkness. They begin to excuse themselves after everybody does it. God said, it is not pleasing in my sight. The popularity of the issue does not justify it. Are you getting my point? Everybody does it. One of my colleagues, he wrote a book titled Virginity Out of Fashion. That is it out of fashion? He said, the truth is that it is not. Everybody does it does not make it right. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And let me just say this quickly. Don't let them fool you that everybody is walking in unrighteousness. It is not true. There are those that are as holy as God wants them to be. But they will lie to you that they don't exist. They do. There are women who are still marrying as virgins today. Don't let anybody lie to you that it doesn't happen anymore. That you can never find in this generation. It is not true. There are men who keep themselves chaste all their life. Don't let them lie to you. There are those who don't take crooked money and they are going to prosper and they are prospering. Listen to me. The richest men are not necessarily thieves. Thieves, their wealth, according to the word of God, never endures. If they appear to have wealth that's enduring, they are entrenched in sorrows. Are you getting my point? The will of God is good. Don't let them deceive you that everybody is doing something, therefore it must be the right thing. Jesus said, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and there are many people that are walking on that road. The fact that everybody is doing something should make you suspect they are probably going to end up in destruction. Are you getting my point? What is God's will? God's will is that which is pleasing in the sight of God. And we said, in the center of that is real prosperity. In the center of that is real satisfaction. Is the center of that, like Abraham's case, is the ability to live a long life and be satisfied at the end of it. Do you get the point? Now, there was something we established last time, which I really like to pick on from that point today, so that I can go into the main thing I want to say today. And that is the fact that there is a particular kind of heart. Now, I think it's part of what we have been saying all this today also. That if you have the right heart, you will know the will of God. What it means, therefore, is that your assignment is to get the right heart. Are you getting my point? Now, before I explain that, let me explain a particular spiritual principle. Very important. Remember, I said I'm not teaching steps. I am infusing you with the knowledge and understanding of God. And once you have that, your life will automatically conform to God's will. Just continue listening to this and you will understand what I'm saying. Now, there's something about spiritual things. They generally are in two levels. One level is general, and the second level is specific for each individual. Now, to establish that, open your Bibles to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Paul said there, he said, finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lustful passion, like the Gentiles who do not know God. He said, and that no one transgress and defraud his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you. He said, for God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification. Now listen to what he's saying here. Paul is explaining that there is an issue of walking in a manner pleasing to God. In verse 1, he said, and that's what we are instructing you about by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, this is the will of God for every one of you, that you be sanctified. And he began to explain the meaning of the word sanctification. He said, you will abstain from sexual immorality. You will learn how to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor, and not in lustful passion like people who do not know God. And that you do not defraud your brother. You do not walk unjustly. You do not walk as a cheat. Are you getting my point? He said, if you do all of these things, you will be walking in a manner pleasing to God. What am I saying here? This is the general will of God. It applies to everybody. Do you understand what I'm going to say? That is, this does not tell a man to depart from his father's house and go to a distant country where God will show him, like he told Abraham. Are you following what I'm saying? This does not tell Moses to depart from Pharaoh's palace and go and join the Hebrews. This does not tell Isaac not to go down into Egypt. But this is what I want you to understand. Before you can ask for the specific will of God, it must be satisfied. That is, your heart must be shown before God to really desire to know his will and walk in a manner pleasing to God. And the only way you can prove that is that you are walking already in the general will of God. Do you understand my point? Listen, if you walk up to God and say, what is your will on this matter? And you are not yet walking in the general will. You are a liar. You are mocking God. God said, I will punish you for even appearing in my presence. Let me explain what I'm saying there. Open to Ezekiel chapter 14. Now, in Ezekiel, God was explaining this point that I'm trying to get us to understand here. He said, for verse 7, Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 7. He said, for anyone of the house of Israel, or of the immigrants who stay in Israel, who separates himself from me, sets up his idols in his heart, puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity, and then comes to the prophet to inquire of me for himself. He said, I, the Lord, will be brought to answer him in my own person. I will set my face against that man and make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from among my people, so you will know that I am the Lord. Now, let me explain what I'm saying here. You can see here that God was saying, he said, if a man comes to the prophet, asking the prophet to inquire of the Lord. Now, this was written under the old covenant, but there's a principle there that exists, that if this person claims that he desires to know the will of God. He said, but before the man can really say that and be justified in saying it, there are certain issues that must be right with him. He said he cannot say that if he first separates himself from me and then sets up his own idols in his heart and puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity. He said if he does that, he doesn't have the right to come and stay inquire and say, what is the will of God? And God said, if he does, in verse 8, he said, I will rise up against that man and punish him. I hope you are getting what I'm going to say. That you see, the will of God, before you can even think about the specific will of God for your life, where do I live? Where do I not live? Who do I marry? Who should I not marry? Which course should I study? Which course should I not study? Should I go to work or pursue postgraduate studies? What do I do specifically on each issue? Because before we discuss that, we must discuss the general matter. That is, a man who is fraudulent in business can never go to a prayer meeting to go and pray, God, which business do I do? God said, you are a thief, you are a rogue. I have no specific business for crooks. Are you getting my point? You have gone to do 419, you have now collected 419 money or cocaine money, it's in your pocket. Now say, God, what business do I do with this money? God said, that money, go and give it to the beggars on the road or throw it into the river. I don't want it. Now, are you getting my point? That is, before you can inquire specifically of any issue before God, then the general thing must be put in place. I see people say that they are, what's God's will concerning marriage? They are sleeping with every man that cares. How can you be talking about God's will concerning marriage?
It's not possible. You have not yet learned how to possess your body in sanctification. God does not have a will concerning your marriage yet. He doesn't. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That before you can ever come to the specific will of God, the general will of God must be satisfied in your life. Let me explain this again. God is not a joker. The Bible says God is not mocked. You don't make fun with God. That's what he said. You don't make a joke. Let's just go and see what God has to say. And then you walk away without doing it. And let me tell you something about God. In all these things he does, he's very kind. Because the word of God is very powerful. Bishop Oyedepo said, no word of God ever leaves you the same. It's either building you up or bringing you down. That is, if God were to release the true word to you, and you disobey that word, you will be judged for it. So to prevent further judgment beyond the one you have already incurred, he won't tell you anything. Are you getting my point? Go and look at Jeremiah. He prophesied and told the children of Israel, go out and meet the king of Babylon. They refused. So the king of Babylon came and destroyed their city. Then the remnants came and said, Jeremiah, now whatever you say, we will do. So he said, God said, I should not tell those of you who are remaining, don't go anywhere. They said, he wants us to die here. Don't mind this foolish prophet. We will go to Egypt. Jeremiah said, if you go to Egypt, you will see it. And they disobeyed God and went to Egypt. Do you know the same king of Assyria went to Egypt and killed all of them there? Now that's God for you. So when he refuses to answer you about his specific will, it's because you are not able to do it. He will give you the specific will and you will disobey it and incur judgment. Are you getting my point? You want to know the will of God, attack the general one. Do it, and the specific one will take care of itself. Remember, God is no longer speaking like, go and inquire from a prophet, go and inquire from this person. He is working, like I said, his knowledge into your heart. And that spirit of Christ will rise up in you, and you will no longer need any man to say, obey the Lord, because you will have discovered that the law of God, like we explained last time, being a principle, a force working inside you, compelling you into God's will, you will find that word working at all times. But that does not work if a man has not yet put himself under the command of the general will of God. You don't need God to tell you in a dream and a vision. Don't accept bribe. Any man who tells you, keep the money here, let me go and pray, whether God wants me to take it or not, the person deceiving you, that is the spirit of Balaam. It leads to death, premature death. A bribe is a bribe. The Bible says it blinds the eye of the man who should know better. The wise man will suddenly begin to see visions. Why? Because they gave him money. Balaam was a genuine prophet of God. But Balak corrupted his anointing. Be afraid of money when you see it. No wonder Jesus said, beware of covetousness. When you use the word beware, you only see words like beware at NEPA installations and on poisonous bottles. They draw a skull and two bones crossing each other to tell you, so shall your end be if you cross here. Are you getting my point? So Jesus said, beware of covetousness. That is, so shall your end be if you cross this point. Are you getting the point I'm making? What am I saying? That is, before we talk about the general will, and to me, this is about the most important point we should all get. If you are not walking righteously towards members of the opposite sex, don't pray about God's will in marriage. It does not happen. It only leads men into trouble. Are you getting my point? If you are a thief, don't ask God, which line of business do I invest my money in? It is stolen money. It carries a curse everywhere it goes. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? All right. Now, having established that foundation, let's just analyze this issue further. What are the problems that God said people keep in their hearts and prevents them from discovering the will of God? He said here, he said, notice, one, they separate themselves from me. I'm analyzing Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 7. He said, they set up their idols in their hearts and put right before their faces the stumbling block of their iniquities. Now, what was God saying here? Before anybody can even think about coming to God to ask for his will, the person must have united himself back to God, generally speaking. Like we said in previous episodes, we said Christianity is not a matter of an I go to church. It is that Jesus, by his blood, has washed away the period of my life that I walked outside God's will and has forgiven me. Are you getting my point? That indeed my life is controlled by the fear of God. My life is controlled by the authority of Jesus Christ. God said, until you do that, I really don't have much to say to you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except by me. That's what we are preaching. Not the church you go to or the one you don't go to. The issue is that is Jesus indeed the law of your life? And Jesus alone. He said, if you have not accomplished that, then forget it. We have nothing more to discuss on the will of God until that is done. Now, there's a second thing I want you to understand and I want to highlight here. He said that these people also put their idols in their heart. There is something I want to emphasize about that word, idols, before we leave today. Very, very, very important. What are idols? Idols are anything you look up to apart from God. In practical terms, any standard you hold that is different from the standard of the word of God is an idol. Do you get my point? I'll explain that in practical terms in a moment. What do I mean by idols? Now, there's something I want you to understand. When we use the word God, God is not a proper name. Let me explain what I mean. In that, my name is, everybody calls me Banky. It's a short form of my real name, all right? Now, that is Banky, all right? That's my name. But my office is probably teacher. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? In the same manner, now, or you go to a hospital, you say you are looking for Dr. Steve. His proper name is Steve. His office is doctor. God is a title. It is not a name. Nobody gave birth to God and appointed him and said, today we shall name you. So. No, that doesn't happen. Now, please follow what I'm trying to say. So when you say God, listen to this. There is a concept in your mind. If you go to the clinic and say, please, I want to see Dr. Steve, the imaginary doctor we talked about a few seconds ago. What does that mean? He said, there is this guy who is able to listen to my complaints, diagnose my problems, and prefer solutions to them. He's been trained and licensed to do it. Are you getting my point? Forget his name. His name can be Dr. John, Dr. Bull, Dr. Fred. It can be anything. But once that doctor is consistently before it, then you are in the right place. Are you getting my point? Now, that's the way it is with that title, God. When you say God, it has a meaning. Very practical meaning at each point in time. When you say God, you are referring to, number one, who created this place? Do you understand? Or who has control over my life? Who can kill and make alive? Who can provide and take away? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Who is it that can ensure tomorrow? Who is it that can kill today and ensure a man never sees tomorrow? Who is it that can forgive my sins and erase my past? That's the meaning of the word God. Do you get my point? Now, when you say idols, they are attempts at God who are not really God. Let me explain what I'm saying. God will say, they have eyes, they can't see. They have ears, they can't hear. Are you getting my point? That is, when you have a complaint, you can't go to them and they will solve it. Do you understand? But in your mind, you thought they could. Please follow what I'm trying to say very closely. An idol is anything you focus your eye on that is supposed to perform a function that God should have performed in your life. Let me give an example. I want to prosper. For some people, the idol is America. They will die to go there. So because they believe prosperity comes from there. Are you getting what I mean by idol now? For some people, their idol for prosperity is job in a particular company. If this oil company does not employ me, I can never prosper. For some people, their idol is that wealthy uncle. My uncle has said, as soon as I graduate, he's going to set me up in business. For some people, their idol is their father, because their father is very rich. Are you getting my point? That is, they have ascribed to man the functions of God. And God said, when such a man comes, I can't even tell him my will. Let me give you a practical example about this issue of marriage. I believe this way I'll continue from next time if our time finishes today. There are people who, they want to marry. They say, remember what we said? The will of God is that which is pleasing in God's sight. Don't forget that. So they are thinking about marriage. But there are idols. What is the idol? I must marry from the village close to mine. It's an idol. I don't like slim girls. I like fat ones. That's an idol. Now, I like is not the issue, but I must marry. That's an idol. Are you getting my point? No, I want to marry a professional so that she can help with the family finances. That is, again, you are ascribing to a human being the functions of God. God is the provider. He's Jehovah Jireh. There are those who go around, all they are looking for is a girl who has the potential to make plenty of money. Idols. And listen to this. There are men, I hope no believer in Christ Jesus is like this. They will never marry a girl until she's pregnant. What does that mean? They go around sleeping with girls, trying to marry get the potentials pregnant first. Why? Because at least so that they can be sure. But they have forgotten, it is God that gives children. Are you seeing idols? Now, if you're engaged in any of these, you can never discover the will of God. It's not possible. You have set in your heart the stumbling block of your iniquity. You have put in your heart your idols. Before you like this, you have idols. I have seen people who went into depths of trouble because of things like this. The will of God will stare them in the face, but the will of God is not from their village. Unfortunately, remember, we said that it's unfortunately for them, because it is a fact of life, it is not unfortunate. Remember, we said that the will of God is not that which is popular. The will of God is that which is pleasing in God's sight. There are people who make statements like, I can't marry from that area. The people are bad. I don't. When the Bible said that henceforth we know no man after the flesh, if anyone be in Christ is a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, has become new. It is wrong to judge a believer in Christ Jesus by where the natural ancestry is. So you've not heard people from this area. They say, if you see them, you should kill them first before you kill a snake, because they are more dangerous than snakes. Once you utter that, be it unto you according to your faith, you can never discover the will of God. Are you getting my point? There are those that God has planted in a particular country. But no, they must go to the other one, because that is where they believe prosperity is. Listen to me. The will of God is actually very easy if you remove the idols from your eyes. Because of time, I may have to end this, but please listen. We'll continue on it next time. The will of God, the most important thing that hinders God's will, that is, that hinders people from knowing God's will and walking in God's will, is idols. The prayer you need to pray is that God, search me and remove idols from my heart. Because the will of God, I told you, is very simple. If you don't have idols, let me give you a contemporary word for idols: preconceived ideas, mindsets that are opposing the standard of the word of God. That's what we call idols. I've seen a lady tell me that, I can only marry a man from this particular area. I say, why? They know how to take care of their wives. Meanwhile, you know, human beings are funny. There are bad husbands from there, just as there are good husbands. And there are good people everywhere. But the issue is that, what is it that is pleasing in God's sight? God can give you anything good from anywhere. After Jesus came out of Nazareth, what did they say? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Then the man said, come and see. And they came and they saw. That is, going by idols, Jesus didn't exist. Because the place he came from was not right at all. Idols. There are people, which profession do they practice? God has gifted this man as a teacher. But they said, teachers don't make millionaires. That is, millionaires are never teachers. Or teachers don't become millionaires, whichever you want to put it. So the man, because of the love of money, he departs from the center of God's will. But every day he knows, this is where I'm supposed to be. You know the interesting thing, like we quoted last time, God said, if only you had hearkened unto me, he said, your righteousness will have been like a river and your well-being like the waves of the sea. Sometimes, you see, in life, in fact, this is one of my principles in life. I want to make examples by being in a place and succeeding where people said nothing good can come out of. My life becomes a reference point. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say here. Idols, that's the problem. If you can take the idols from your heart, walking in God's will is automatic. Because of time, we have to stop here. We'll continue on this matter next time.
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books, and other materials, log on to kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org or P.O. Box 2273 Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.